A tortured red gaze focuses on a point far away. An angry mouth splits open, howling desperately to the stars. The prominent spine of the dark wolf leads to a limp tail, curled around tense haunches. Huge, once powerful paws clench the boulder, dull claws barely gripping the surface. Shimmering violet and blue hues of fur cling to the lines of his ribcage. Yet the ears of this creature remain alert, unafraid, as if daring death to dance. Howl, a fiberglass acrylic urethane statue of a dying wolf, was crafted in 1986 by Luis Alfonso Jimenez. Jimenez was born in El Paso, Texas, on July 30, 1940. His grandfather was a glassblower, and his father ran an artistic sign shop. Jimenez began working in his father's shop at age 6, and gained familiarity with materials that he would later use in his career. In 1964, he went on to receive a fine arts degree from the University of Texas. I was attracted to this piece because of the strange contradiction within the wolf. Its stance would make it appear as a desperate milquetoast, but the curled upper lip would suggest differently. The eyes, blazing red as an inferno, give a fearsome impression. This piece made me feel desperation. I wasn't sure whether to cheer for the wolf's life and bravery, or hope that it would softly perish in the night, putting an end to its misery. Howl stresses a lesson long ago learned. Survival of the fittest. Eat or be eaten. Live or perish.
This has been Meredith Shahid with another Bulldog Podcast.